The future of work isn't at work at all. It's everywhere. So get the power of the nation's largest gig speed network with Comcast Business. It can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses so you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, February 19th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. News outlets have long criticized the tech giants, namely Google and Facebook, for using news content in their products without paying the publishers that provide it. Meanwhile, the tech giants argue that they're actually benefiting the publishers by sending them traffic. This debate has been going on for years, but this week there have been a couple of big developments. A deal between Google and News Corp, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, and a news blackout on Facebook in Australia. Our reporter Keech Hagee will explain the situation and what it could mean for the relationship between media and tech after these headlines. NASA's Mission Control Center had something to celebrate yesterday as its most advanced rover to date touched down on Mars.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
After a nearly 300 million mile journey, the $2.7 billion Perseverance rover will now begin its search for evidence of past life on the red planet. The rover is also accompanied by the first helicopter to be transported to another world. NASA engineers expect to conduct several test flights of the drone, which would be the first powered, controlled flights on another planet. Several semiconductor manufacturers have been forced to idle production in Texas as the state struggles to supply power and other utilities amid severe weather conditions. The development could exacerbate an ongoing global chip shortage that's already forced many of the world's largest automakers to cut output. Chipmakers have been struggling to keep up with the increased demand during the pandemic as people rely more heavily on devices powered by semiconductors, like laptops and video games. The GameStop saga got its day in Congress yesterday. Lawmakers on the House Financial Services Committee questioned executives from companies that played a role in the meteoric rise of GameStop shares last month. The episode caused alarm among regulators and put a spotlight on the pitfalls individual investors face in the age of social media and smartphone trading apps. You might remember that Robinhood drew some scrutiny when it limited trading of GameStop and other hot stocks during the peak of the frenzy. At yesterday's hearing, the company's co-founder, Vlad Tenev, apologized.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us. To our customers, I'm sorry and I apologize. Please know that we are doing everything we can to make sure this won't happen again.
And groups representing tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Amazon, filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging a new tax on digital advertising in Maryland. Legislators there say big online advertising companies haven't been paying their fair share. The tech companies argue that the tax is unconstitutional and that it's illegal under a federal internet tax moratorium. The suit is likely to be closely watched as other states look to the online economy as a potential new source of tax revenue. All right, after the break, another battle over money and the internet. Whether the tech giants should have to pay publishers for news content. We'll talk about that next.
The future of work isn't at work at all. It's everywhere. So get the power of the nation's largest gig speed network with Comcast Business. It can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses so you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Earlier this week, Google and News Corp reached a deal. In exchange for tens of millions of dollars, Google will be able to license content from News Corp's publications, which we should note include The Wall Street Journal. The news comes amid a broader debate about whether tech companies should have to pay publishers for news, a debate that's gotten pretty heated, so much so that in Australia, Facebook has instituted a news blackout. Here to bring us up to speed and talk about the big issues at play here is our media reporter, Keech Hagee. Hey, Keech, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So I want to start with some of the context here. What are the different sides of that argument over whether tech companies should have to pay for news content? Who's arguing what?
Well, on one side, you have the news publishers who, for years, many of them have argued that the big tech companies should give them a piece of the value that they get from being able to index and share their content. And on the other side, you have the big tech companies like Google and Facebook who don't want to pay. In the case of Google, you know, Google has argued for years that it's just organizing the information. And Google and Facebook both argue that news publishers get a benefit from the traffic that they send to them. So, you know, in some ways, they've already giving the value to the news organizations. In recent years, as this debate has grown more intense, the news publishers have actually started to put numbers around, actually, no, Google, a large part of the advertising dollars that you're able to rake in, you are getting because people are able to go do a Google search and have an expectation that they will get credible news when they do that search.
And, you know, of course, this back and forth is a global phenomenon. This is something that's playing out everywhere. But the focus recently has been on Australia. What's been going on there?
So this debate and this fight in Australia is over a proposed law that is expected to pass pretty soon that essentially says that the news publications have the right to negotiate with the big tech platforms like Google and Facebook to get paid for news. It really forces both the tech platforms and the publishers to the table. And then it also puts on a special kind of arbitration, kind of a baseball style arbitration, where each side puts out its best offer. And then there's a sort of middle party that picks the best one that will really even the playing field between the news publishers and the big tech platforms, because where we've seen similar efforts in other places, it didn't have this style of arbitration. So you've seen huge pushback from the tech companies because they do not want this kind of arbitration. It really might undermine their fundamental business model.
And, you know, as we've been following this on the show, we've seen both Google and Facebook actually threaten to leave Australia over this proposal. So things have gotten really heated. But then on Wednesday, these two tech giants diverged. What happened?
We saw Google signing a big global deal with News Corporation, which does own the Wall Street Journal, which is essentially them already coming to the table in Australia and elsewhere and striking a deal. And then we saw Facebook really making good on its word and stopping the sharing of news on Facebook, which was an extraordinary action that is still sort of reverberating through the media world. And already we're seeing a decline in traffic among news publishers who are used to getting traffic referrals from Facebook.
So it sounds like Facebook has gone in one direction with this news blackout, and Google has gone in the other with this partnership with News Corp. Tell us more about that deal. What did they actually agree to?
So Google and News Corp agreed to a 3-year deal. The bulk of this deal is for News Corp to be part of this new Google product called News Showcase. It's not even rolled out in the US yet. We don't even know when it's going to, but sometime this year. But it's already in some other countries. And effectively, it's a sort of a new tool where Google can highlight certain high-quality news that it wants to show people. Now, the deal with News Corp was a little broader than just News Showcase. It also was for audio and video and some subscription offerings. And the key thing for News Corp was this opened up new streams of licensing revenue for different medias. So, for example, YouTube. News Corp will make content for YouTube. There's going to be a licensing fee there. There's going to be a revenue share of the advertising there. And regardless of what that is right now, the fact that they've already set the precedent that we are going to get a licensing fee for video, that is it's a really positive thing for publishers, right? Same thing with audio. They signed a deal that is going to have News Corp make podcasts and other audio stuff for Google's voice assistant. And they're going to get a licensing fee for that. And again, once you establish the precedent of a licensing fee, that is a stream of revenue that could perhaps go on and on. And all told, we don't know the exact number, but it is tens of millions of dollars over 3 years.
What's the significance of this agreement in the context of that broader back and forth that we've just laid out? It sounds like you're saying that this is a milestone.
Absolutely. Rupert Murdoch has been calling for big tech companies to pay for news for more than a decade. He's often been a pretty lonely voice out there, really. I'm going back to as far as 2009, you know, saying this might not be a popular idea, but sooner or later, you guys are going to have to pay for this news that you are aggregating right now for free. And in recent years, he had even suggested something similar to the model that works in cable. So like a carriage fee where, you know, the cable companies pay a carriage fee to the channels that are on, say, Comcast or DirecTV. And at the time, that was even considered an audacious idea. This is back in 2018, he wrote this. And it's incredible how fast the debate has shifted. And I really think we have to put this in the broader context of what's happening in terms of public sentiment for the tech companies generally, right? They are under antitrust investigations in all over the world, many here in the United States. Their regulatory actions, I mean, the list is so very long. And I think that, you know, the public sentiment has really shifted. And I think that is what makes this moment possible.
And you mentioned Rupert Murdoch there. He's, of course, the executive chairman of News Corp. Keech, I want to ask, what does all this look like going forward?
Going forward, we are looking at a new relationship between big tech platforms and news publishers. And for the big tech platforms, it basically means they're probably going to have to pay for content in many other countries. Remains to be seen. You know, this still hasn't happened in the United States, but, you know, there's a growing drumbeat here. And I think it's going to change their business model. They are going to have to bake in completely new set of costs that they've never had before. It could change their margins. It could really change the business model of these tech behemoths. At the same time, for news publishers, you know, this is a business that has been decimated. You know, the number of journalists working in America today is half of what it was 15 years ago. And the amount of revenue is just a fraction of what it was not that long ago. And, you see, everyone's probably seen the graph of here's Google and Facebook's revenue going up. Here's all of news publishers' revenue going down. That's partly a death of print story, but not only. And so I do feel like it offers perhaps a ray of hope that this death spiral could be ended.
All right. That's our reporter, Keech Hagee. Thanks, Keech.
Thank you.
That's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.